Today's daf is Nida daf Tez Zayin. We are holding on daf Tez Vavam Beis, and we're in the middle of the sugya of Safik Motzi Midei Vaday. Right, when you have a Safik Vaday problem, does a Safik solution solve a Vaday problem? So we left off. We discussed how Marim Adam Al Tvuaso Vechnisa B'Motshala, in order that a behemoth should be able to eat from the produce, and it will be Potter from Meiser. So we said that the situation of a Chaver Shemes, of a Talmud Chacham who dies and leaves a Magur Malaya Peros, and he leaves a whole bunch of fruit behind, so that's not a situation of Safek Motzi Midei Vaday, because it's a Safek whether it was ever Tevel in the first place. There are ways to avoid something from becoming, there are ways to avoid Tevel from happening, from being Chal in the first place. So that was a Safek and a Safek. So we are holding Va'akati, the word Va'akati, about 10 lines before the end of the page, 9 lines before the end of the page, Va'akati in Safek. Still, do we really say that a Suffolk solution is not going to be able to solve a Vaday problem? Vatanya, we have a Braisa, a Maisa, Bishivcha, Social Masik Echad, Berimon. There was a story about a Shivcha of a certain strong man in a place called Rimon, Sheitila Nefel Labar, and she threw in Nefel, she had a miscarriage, and she took the Nefel and she threw it into a bar. Uba Kohen Vihitzitzbo, Leida im Zachar im Nekeva. And a Kohen came to peer into the bar to figure out whether it was a male or whether it was a female, to know how long she's going to be tame for. If it's a male, then she's tame for 7 days, and then you may tar for 33. Female, you double the, you may tame for 14 days, and you may tar for 66 days. So the Kohen went to look. Uba Maisel of Nechacham, and the story came to the Chacham. So the Shaila now was the Kohen. Is the Kohen tame? Because he was peering over a bar that a Nefel was thrown into. So Vitiaruhu, and the Chacham were Mitire, this Kohen, Mimreshachuldo, Bardulus Mitsuyim Sham. Because there are all sorts of different little animals, weasels and the like, that are at the bottom of the bar, and they could have easily dragged the baby away. Vahacha Devada Hitila Nefel. Over here, what was the situation? It's a Vaday problem, because there was definitely a Nefel that she had thrown into the bar, so there was Vaday, a Tuma that was created over there, Safek Aru, Safek Lo Garuhu, and it was just a Safek whether it was still there, Safek whether that problem was solved by having an animal drag it away. And still we say, because he's Safek, Umotimide Vaday, that the Safek solution is sufficient to deal with the Vaday problem, and that it's going to be okay, the Kohen is going to be tar. That's what the Chachabim paskind. So says the Gemara, lo teme hitilin nefel abar. Now you can't say that it was a Vaday problem, that there was definitely a nefel that was thrown into the bar. Eleima kimin nefel. Rather, the way you should say it is, it was a suffix nefel. It was something that looked like a nefel. It may or may not have actually been a nefel. And therefore, it's a suffix problem that suffix solution would definitely suffice. We don't even know if it was a nefel in the first place, and even if it was an Eiffel, maybe the Bardus and the Chulda were able to drag it away. Says the Gemara, that's great, but Valeda im Zachram Nekeva Katani. It says that the purpose of the Kohen looking into the bar wasn't only to determine, was not to determine whether it was an Eiffel or not. It was assuming that it was an Eiffel, and was simply to determine whether it was a male or a female. The strong implication being that it was definitely an Eiffel. So how can you say that it was Kimin Nefel, that it was a Suffolk Nefel? So Hachi Kamar, this is how to read it. Uba Kohen Vihitzitzbo, Leda im Nefeli Pilim Roachi Pila. Kohen wanted to find out two things. First, he wanted to know, was there an Eiffel there in the first place? Was it a Nefel? Was it some sort of Ruach? Was it something not that would not constitute Nefel and would not convey Tumah to anything? Vimtim Salomar Nefel, and even if it is a Nefel, Vimtim Salomar Nefel Ipila, Leida im Zachrim Nekeva. He further wanted to investigate whether it was male or female, because even if you know that it's a Nefel, now you need to know how long she's going to be Tame for. Viba Yisema, or we can suggest Kim de Chudulah Bardalus Mitzuyim Sham. Vaday garuhu. Maybe, or we can say, no, it was a Vaday Nefel. It wasn't Kamin Nefel. It was a Vaday Nefel. Vaday problem. in suffix motzimide vaday, how does a suffix solution solve a vaday problem? No, it's a vaday solution. Once there's chuldam bardalus mesuyim sham, they don't leave a nafel just sitting there. Of course they're going to drag the nafel away. Question is, how long afterwards was this? Meaning, 5 minutes later, you say, of course, it's a vaday that they dragged the nafel away. You have to assume that it was some time later, that it was at some point where you could assume, I don't know what the cutoff point is, but at some point where you're going to assume that by that time, definitely would have dragged it away by that time. That's what you have to assume, that there's got to be some sort of time period, or maybe when he looks in the bar, he sees the chulda and bardalus running around, and that itself is a vadai that they have already taken the nafel, because they wouldn't pass by it and not do anything about it. They would certainly take it along the way. So a couple of points in Rishonim over here. First of all, Rashi. This Kohen came to look im zachar im nekeva. Was this Kohen a smart guy, or was this Kohen a fool? Says Rashi, Kohen chacham haya, umora horaos. He was a wise Kohen, he was a posek, and he was going to Paskin Ashaila. In order to Paskin Ashaila, you need to know the Metzias, you need to investigate. So that's exactly what he was doing. He was investigating to Paskin Ashaila. Inami, Shkura etzla bebayis, v'noga'as betrumaso, v'rotu lizar mani kali metamaso. Or maybe he wasn't passing it for her sake, maybe he had much more selfish motives, and that is that this shivcha lived in his house and would always touch his truma. And he wanted to know, for his own purposes, to be zayir from her, to be careful, to stay away from her throughout the duration of her yimei tuma. But either way, it is based on the idea that he's a chacham, he's a mara hora'a, he's paskening a shayla. Some say that it was a very selfish motivation, that he's a Kohen who had a turn coming up soon in the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to know if she's going to bring a karban that will happen during his Mishmar, so he'll get a little bit of extra meat, because he's going to have a right to the karbanos that happen during his week in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rashi, but that's a very hard shita to accept, that that's what he was looking for. Severely, to Bishvil or Ola Achas, that it's not even meat, carbonola, all the meat gets burnt, for the hide of the animal, that for the hide of a single animal, Lakula Mishmara, that the entire Mishmar is going to have to share, Lo Ayel Haikoi Nafshe Lahachi. He's going to risk Tumah to himself, because his Mishmar is a big group of people, his Mishmar is going to share one more animal hide, possibly, and he's looking to be able to get every last penny for his Mishmar. Very difficult to assume that that's what's really happening. Plus, even if her chiyuv begins at the time that his Mishmar is on, how do you know that that she's going to bring the carbon at that time? She could delay the carbon to some later Mishmar. However, Rashi says, my first pshat I don't like so much either, that he was going to paskin halachos for her in terms of tumah v'tahara. And he was a chacham mara hara. Di chacham hu klumu ba lahai hil v'lavar alav de tumas meis. He says, why would a chacham risk tumah to himself like that? It can't be that he was a talmud chacham. A talmud chacham would never do that to himself. So it must be that he was nama aretz. He was a stam, didn't know anything, or he was a kid that was sent to go look. And that's what the Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, much more along the lines of what Rashi says at the end. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kohen shote haya. The Kohen was a moron. The afilim nomer d'shal gevir. Even if this Kohen was a Karov or whatever, still he had no reason to become Tameh. That Kohen cannot be Metameh Linefelim, because when can a Kohen become Tameh? To relatives, but relatives that were a Bar Kayama, not to an Eifel. Plus, the Kohen could be Metameh to a relative, because it's going to be Letzorech Hameis, Letzorech Lekvura, the Levaya, whatever. Over here, what's the Tzorech Hameis? There's no Tzorech Hameis in the Kohen. In the Kohen being Metameh. So this Kohen was a Shota. So we went from Chacham to Curious, to Ama Aretz to Shote. Right, that was the progression of who exactly this Kohen was. But the next one says a more fundamental question. He says, wait a second. Whenever you have a suffix about Tumah, so there are rules about suffix Tumah. The halach is, we learn from Sota, suffix Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, suffix Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. And it doesn't matter how many Sveikos there are. Suffix Svek Sveika, Svek Svek Sveika, suffix Tumah Rishus HaYachid is always going to be Tameh. Where was this born? Right, what do we do? We said that maybe the Kohen was looking, was it a Nephil, was it not a Nephil, even if it was a Nephil, maybe it was taken away, and that's going to solve the problem. We created a Svek Sveka. How does that solve the problem? If it's a Suffolk Tum Brishus Harabim, so one Suffolk should be enough. And if it's Suffolk Tum Brishus Yachid, even with all the Svekas in the world, it shouldn't be enough. So Tosus answers, V'yeshlomer de greiros chuldo bardalus havi suffik haragil v'karov v'vadai. That really we're dealing with suffik tumah rishus hayachid, and therefore it should have been tamei. But the idea that a chuldo bardalus would drag it away is not really a suffik. That's a vadai. That's such a strong suffik, it's considered to be a vadai. So really it could be that we're talking in a rishus hayachid, and still we're going to say tahar if the chuldo bardalus were there and could have dragged it away. The then Tosus writes, "V'omarid the tzarich lomer de ragle akoin hoyu brishus harabim de raglov hoyu brishus hayachid nechesh dil magaru k'neged raglov v'tuma b'kas v'yolda." Yeah, it's great. The chuldo bardalus is going to drag it away, but it could drag it away right through where the kohen is standing, right underneath the area where the kohen is standing. And if that's the case, the kohen's going to become tamei anyway. So you have to say that the kohen was standing in brishus harabim, so he has a suffik tuma. He has a suffik tuma brishus harabim, which is going to be tahar. You can't say that wherever they drag it, they're going to have an opening of a tefach, a space of a tefach of height, and that way the tumah will not go straight up through the ground, because the tefach of airspace will stop the tumah. You can't say that, because if that were true, diika my moel is greirav of pasach tefach maybe a tumah. Because if the hole were a tefach, the tumah would still be in the bar itself, because the tefach is enough space for the tumah to go through to the bar. It won't go through the ground up, but it will go sideways back into the bar. So it can't be that there's a tefach of airspace. Okay, it says. Right. If she knew, I assume that would be enough. Says the so. Okay, so back in the Gemara now, the fifth line on Tezayin Amar Aleph. Bo mine Rav Nachman Vestos Doraisa Odrabanan. So that is a very vague question. Is Vestos Doraisa Odrabanan? So what does it mean, Vestos? The Gemara is going to say later on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, it's going to quote a brisa that we learned that Ashara LeBnei Yisrael Sheyifreshu Minashsein Samach LeVestan Shenemar VeYizartem Es Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam. Quotes a pasuk that tells us that there's a din that you have to be parish from an isha, samach levesta. So it's mefurish that it's doraisa. So what kind of kasha? What kind of shaylus gemara has? Is vessels rabbanon? Is vessels doraisa? So the Ravid in Balei Nefesh and the Rashba and the Mishmeres Habayis both say that according to the sheet of the vessels rabbanon, that limud from the pasuk is an asmachta bialma, that you have to say it's only an asmachta, because clearly we're raising the question, vessels doraisa, vessels rabbanon. Tosos and Meseches Yevamos, however, and Daf Samach Bezim and Bez, and the Sefer HaTruma, and the Urayim, and the Smak, a whole group of other Rishonim say that no, even if you hold Vesos and Rabbanon, that drasha is a drasha gemura. How could that be? So Tosos points out that when it comes to the chiyuv to be poresh samach leveses, to stay away from your wife at the time where she's expecting to get her period, everyone would agree that's da'oraisa. And even if you hold vesos rabbanon, you'd be moda that prisha samach levesta is da'oraisa. The whole machlokas is, if the vesos has passed and she has not done a bedika, do you have to assume that she's tamei? She didn't actually see any dam. Do we now assume that she already had seen dam? She already became a nida, even though she never actually witnessed any dam. Is the concern that maybe she has already become tamei after the vesos has passed? Is that da'oraisa d'rabbanan? So that's the issue. If you hold vesos or da'oraisa, she has to be choshesh that she already saw and she's asura if the time of the Vesas has passed and she hasn't done a Bedika, if the old Vesas is Rabbanon, she's Muteres in that case. So the Achronim go into a little bit more detail in describing this. There's a Reb Chaim on the Rambam about this, but let's leave out Reb Chaim for now. Now the Yehuda explains as follows, that even if you hold Vesel Sidraban, you're Moda, that the concept that a woman establishes a pattern, and that that pattern is something that we have to be, that is meaningful in Halacha, that has to be a Din D'Oraisa. The way Reb Chaim says it, is it's no different than a Shara Muad, that something happens consistently over time, so that's meaningful to us in Halacha. So Nodvizu explains, even if you hold Vesel Sidrabanan, you're Moda that there is such a thing as a chazaka, that orach bizmano ba, that the period will come when it's supposed to come. And that's a chazaka gemura min ha-Torah. But kineged that chazaka, there's a chazaka that the woman has a cheskas tahora, that she was becheskas tahora. So therefore, you have competing chazakos. So min ha-Torah, we would take chazaka, put it up against the other chazaka, the orach bizmano ba, and we'd say she's tahora. However, the chazaka that she's tahora, says Nodeb Yehuda, is only in regard to that right now she's tahora. That we're not choshesh, that she had become tame previously with tumas nida. Meaning the chazaka that she's tahora is a chazaka that right now this woman is tahora. It's not a chazaka that she will remain tahora forever. There's no such chazaka that she's going to be tahora. And therefore, the Gemara is going to say later on, when it comes to Prisha Samach Levesta, stay away from your wife. Why? Not because she's already Tamei, but because you never know. At any moment, while you're having Tashmish, she might become Tamei. There's no Chazaka that tells you that that's not going to happen. You have a Chazaka of the Veses, and you don't have a competing Chazaka in that case. So that's why Midah Oraisa, of course the Chiv Prisha Samach Levesta is going to be required according to everybody. The only question is, looking retrospectively, did she become Tameh yet? That's going to be only Midah Rabban, because in that case, you have competing Chazakas. That's the beer of the Nodeb Yehuda. It's quoted by all the Poskim on the page on the Shulchan Aruch in the Pesachei Tshuva. He quotes it, and this is Nodeb Yehuda Yerodea Madura Kama Simin Nun Hey. That's the sheet of the Nodeb Yehuda. That's what it seems to be what we paskin in terms of Vestas. Okay, so anyway, the Gemara asks, is Vestas the Rabban or is it Daraisa? Samar Luhu Midamar Huna Chavarim Neshmei Durav Ish Sheish Lavest Vigiyashas Vestas Lo Badka Ulubasof Rasa, a woman who has a Vestas Kavua, and the Vestas Kavua comes and she does not do a Bedika, and then later she sees Dam Choshesha Slavesta V'Choshesha Slariyasa. She has to be Choshesh that the Dam was there from the time of her Vestas, and she has to be Choshesh that it was there 24 hours before she actually saw the dam. So whichever comes first, she has to assume that the tumah was there already from that point in time. Alma Vestos Daraisa. So it makes it sound like Vestos are Daraisa, that we're worried retrospectively that maybe it was there already. That seems that Vestos are Daraisa. So Igadamri Hachi Kamerlei. Some say that, no, the Raya was as follows. Taima Darasa, when are we going to be concerned that she's Tamei all the way back to the Shas Vesta? That's when she sees Dam right now. Hello, Rasa. But let's say the Shas Vesta's passed, and she never saw Dam. She never noticed any Dam. Sounds like Ein Choshin. We're not going to be Choshesh that maybe Dam came during Shas Vesta and she missed it. Alma Vesel Srabanan. So that's a Raya that Vesel Srabanan. The question is, why do we say that she was Ra'asa? Are we saying that she was Ra'asa because only then are we going to be Mitami her Mishas Vesta? Or are we saying she's Ra'asa because only then can you be Mitami her Mishas Riyasa? Right? Only then can you go back to 24 hours prior to Shas Riyasa to be Mitami her Me'es Le'es? So that's the point of dispute between these two Lashonos. What the point of adding that detail of Rasa is. Itmar Isha Sheesh Lavesas. Vigiesh As Vesaf. A woman has a Vesas, and the time of the Vesas comes. Velo Badka, Lubasov Badka, and she doesn't check at the time of the Vesas, but then she checks after the Vesas. Samarav Badka, Matzas Tmeya Tmeya, Tara Tara. So good, whatever that Badika yields, that's going to be the answer. If she was Tamei from that Badika, she's Tamei, and she saw no blood at that Badika, she's Tara. Ushmol Amarafilu Badka, Matzas Tahora Nami Tmeya. Shmuel says, no. Even if she was Bodekas and she found that she was was Tahora, she's still going to be Tamea because she checked too late. She wasn't checking at the time of the Veses. We assume the Dam came at the time of the Veses. It has since dripped out or gone away or whatever, been cleaned out, and now she's doing the Bedikah. It's too late. It's not going to help her. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Salema Bevestos Kamifli. It could be that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about Vestos. Demar Sover Daraisa. So Shmuel would hold Vestos or Daraisa. Therefore, even if she does a Bedikah and she finds Tahora, but she didn't do the Bedikah during the Shas HaVeset, she's going to be Tamei. Umar Sover Drabanan. And Rav would hold that Vestos are only Drabanan. And therefore, if she does a Bedikah afterwards and it yields nothing, she will be Tahora. Rabbi Zera says, no, that's not a good analysis. Everyone would really agree Vestos are Daraisa. Kancha Badkatz Makashir Veses, Kancha Lo Badkatz Makashir Veses. Question is, how soon after the Veses did she check herself? If she checked herself Kashir Veses, right, remember what Kashir Veses is? Yatza Shamash V'nichnaseid. It was, it's immediate. Right away, after the Shas Vesta, right away she checked herself a second later, so then she's going to be, and came out Tahora, came out clean, then she's going to be Tahora. But Lo Badkatz Makashir Vesta, if she checked herself an hour later, 2 hours later, so then it's going to be too late, she's going to be Temeya. So the obvious kasha, the Sidrei Tara, the Meinida, all the Achronim ask, is that we already said previously in the Gemara, and Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, that during the Shir Veses, Samach L'Re'iya, there's not actually enough time to do Bedikah, there's only enough time to do Kimua Mibachutz. So what does it mean, Bodka Atma Kashir Veses? How could the Gemara say she was Bodik herself Kashir Veses? And don't say that the Gemara means that she was Mekaneach Atzma Kashir Veses, and that she didn't do a real Bedikah, because then what would the raya be that she's not Tamei from the fact that she didn't find any dam? It could be that dam came bifnim and it was stuck in the kolsei beis harechem. The kolsei beis harechem had midum, and therefore she's Tamei. The only way to prove that she's tahora is by doing a thorough bedika. But you can't do a thorough bedika kshir veses. So what's the echitimtza? How do you have such a metzias that she does a bedika kshir veses? So these achronim, Sidrei Tara, the Meinida, the Miyashiv, the Be'emes Mida Oraisa, we're not choshe that maybe she saw dam and the kosle beis harechem are holding up the blood, and that's why the blood's not coming out. That chumrah, that chashash, is only a chumrah in the world of taharos. The whole chashash over here is that if she didn't do a bedika, maybe the dam came out of her body and fell down onto the ground. So for that, a kinuach is good enough. To just clean herself off is enough to stop the blood from falling down, falling out onto the ground. So in that short amount of time, we don't assume that would happen, that the dam would fall out. The Meinida also says maybe the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the entire bedika was betoch shir veses. But the whole reason that toch shir veses doesn't work is because we're assumed the dam fell to the ground. Well, maybe if she starts the bedika shir veses, even if she doesn't complete the bedika because she has to do a full bedika schorin ustakin, but maybe just starting the bedika shir veses would suffice because the bedikah cloth being in that area would be enough to stop the blood from falling to the ground, and that's all we really need. Back in the Gemara now, last word on the line, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Bevesos Gufayu Kamiflagi. Demar Sar Vesos Araisa, Demar Sar Vesos Rabbanim. Nachman Yitzchak says, no, they actually are arguing. Rav and Shmuel actually are arguing about Vestos, whether Vestos Araisa, Vestos Rabbanim. Am Rav Sheshes Kitanais. Rav Sheshes says, this in fact is a Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Lezer Omer Temeya Nida, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Tibadek. Rabbi Lezer says she's Temeya Nida, and Rabbi Yeshua says Tibadek, that she should be Bodek after the Vesos, and if she finds Temeya, she's Temeya L'mafreya from the Shas Vesta, and if she finds that she's Torah L'gamri. So Rabbi Yeshua must hold Vesos Adrabanan. Right? So apparently what emerges is, if you hold Vesos Adrabanan, if the Zman is passed and you are not Bodek, you still do need to be Bodek. It's just that if when you're Bodek after the Zman, and it comes up Tahora, then it's fine, then it's Tahora. That's the Pashut Pshat in this Gemara. The reason I'm pointing that out is because the Rambam and the Rif, a whole group of Rishonim, including big ones, the Rambam in Yisuri Bia, Perek Dalin, Halacha Tes, and the Rif in Masech Shavuos, say that you do not have to be Bodek after the Shas Veses, because we're not Choshesh Klal the Re'iya. If Veses are Rabbanan, we're not Choshesh anything for Re'iya. Now, all of this, keep in mind, is about a Veses Kavua. A vessel she'eno kavua would not require a bedika. Certainly, midaraisa would not require a bedika because it's no midaraisa. It's nothing. There's no chazaka. Vessel she'eno kavua is just trying to predict whether there's going to be a chazaka that develops. So when do we ever have a vessel? So some women have a vessel kavua, but for a woman who doesn't have a vessel kavua, we still require a bedika b'shas vesta. For the onabeninus, that's required. It's recommended for all vessels, but it's required for onabeninus, because onabeninus has the status of ves kavua, because stam nashim see with an onabeninus. I got an email yesterday from somebody, Daniel Haber, sent me an email that said that, pointed to a tshuva that Rabbi Abadi has, that Rabbi Abadi writes that he believes that there's no such thing as onabeninus anymore. Why? Because what's onabeninus? That stam women see every 30 days. So the way Rabbi Abadi understood that is that the majority of women have a vesis kavua for 30 days. He says nowadays, majority of women don't have vesis kavua at all. So, so why would we be choshish for 30 days? That's quite a chiddush. I think every other posek assumes that onabeninus is still something that we're concerned with, because not that the majority of women have ves kavua for 30 days, but that the average period is 30 days, and therefore you're choshesh for 30 days later, because that's the average period in the world. It averages at 30, and that's still true. That hasn't changed. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayter, Hani Tanoi Ki Hani Tanoi. This same machlokas Tanoim appears in a different context. The Tanya, Ramei Romer Tmei, Nidu V'Chom Rom Tibadik. Meir says to me, "Nidul Chum say Tibadik." Amr Rabbi Yafin and Nami Tanina. We learned this as well. The Tanan, Ramei, Rami, Ramaisa, B'mech V'vi Yigia Shas Vesta V'lo Bodka. If she was in hiding and the Shas Vestas came and she wasn't able to do Bedika, Tahora, she's Tahora. Shacharada Mesalakas Adamu, because the fear is enough to make it that she won't bleed. Taima Dika Charada. It's only because she was hiding in fear. Haleka Charada Tamei. Sounds like had there not been fear and she was just neglected to do a Bedika, she'd be Tamei. Alma vessels daraisa. So you see that a mayor holds that vessels are daraisa. Says Gemara Lema Hani Tanai Bahanami Pligi. Maybe they argue about the following as well. Ditanya Haroa Dam Machmas Maka. Let's say a woman sees dam because of as a result of some sort of wound that she has. Bosa Makom Afilu Betochi May Nidasa Tahora Dim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Even if it's during the Yemei Nida where she's expecting to see dam, she's still going to be Tahora if she knows that she has a wound there that's bleeding. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Rabbi Omer, because we assume according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the blood comes from the wound. You don't have to assume it's uterine bleeding. Rabbi Omer, im yesh leveses, choshesh levesta. So Rabbi says, well, if she has a veses, then you have to be choshesh for the veses. My la bakamifni. So aren't they arguing about this exact issue? Demar savra veses daraisa, mar savra veses rabbanon. Rabbi el's veses daraisa, and therefore, even though you know that there's a wound there that's bleeding, still you have to be choshesh. The blood is from the veses, is from the uterus as a result of the veses. And the rabbanon would say, no, that if it's that vessels are drabanan, and therefore you have the right to be tola bidam maka. Amar Ravina lo. Ravina says, no, that is not the machlokas at all. The kuli alma vessels drabanan. Everyone would agree vessels drabanan. Vahacha b'makar makom otame kamiflugi. Over here, the machlokas is about something else. It's about makar makom otame. Is the uterus itself, is anything that touches that area necessarily going to become tame? So there is dam in that's touching that area. It's just that the dam is coming from a wound. It's not coming from the shedding of the uterine lining. So is that dam going to become tame just by being in that area? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Reisha Torah v'dam tamei tekasi derech makar." Rav Shimon Gamliel will say the woman is tahora; she's not a nida, but her blood is tamei because it's coming through the makar, and the makar itself is tamei. V'amalei Rebbe ichiash leveses isha nami tamei. Avi yiloch ichiash leveses makar makom otarhu. And Rebbe would say, "No, there's no such din. Makar is makom otar. The actual makom is tahor. Your only question is she a nida? Are we also choshish that she's shedding her uterine lining?" Now the Tosus points out over here in Dibur Maskel B'Makar that Tumas Beis Astarim generally is not Metame. So even if Makar Makom Otame, how is it able to be Metame the blood? It's in a Beis Astarim, it's in a part of the body that's completely covered up. And not only that, in order for Dam to be Metame, it needs a Revius. And over here it's Tame even with Pachos Mi Revius, it sounds like. So, and the Rashash adds another Kasha. The Rashash points out the Makar itself, what level of Tumah is it? L'chora, it's no higher than an Av HaTumah. Can't be. It's not an avievos. It's not a mace, right? So it's got to be an avaduma. So the blood that becomes tame from touching the makar is then what? A rishon lutuma. So how could it be metame in isha? How could the woman become tame from rishon lutuma? Rishon lutuma cannot be metame adam. So these are the kashas that point to the conclusion that Tosus reaches at the end, that really you have to just assume this is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It plays by its own rules. It doesn't really fit any of the known rules we have about Tumah and Tahara. If you assume a karma kol matame, it doesn't really fit the known rules of Tumah and Tahara. Next Mishnah. Beishamei omrim tzricha beizedim al kol tashmish v'tashmish o tashamish lor aner. That for each tashmish, we said before that a woman who's osik b'taros needs two bedika cloths, one for before tashmish, one for after. So says Beishamei, not just needs two bedika cloths a night, but for each tashmish. If a couple has tashmish multiple times in a night, two bedika cloths for each time that they have tashmish, or if they don't want to use two bedika cloths for each time, then between each tashmish they need to turn on the lights and check the bedika cloths from the last tashmish before they move on to the next tashmish. Otherwise, you cannot reuse the same bedika cloths. Beisilul amrim daya b'shnei edim kal laila. Beisilul says, nah, you just need two bedika cloths for the entire night. You don't need it for each and every tashmish, even if there are multiple times that they have tashmish through the night. It's good enough to have two bedika cloths the entire night. Says Gemara Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa. Even though we say that if you're meshamish mitas alor aner, that's considered to be disgusting. That's not a nice thing. Beishamei says you still need to do something. You're going to have to either get separate bedika cloths for each tashmish, or make sure there's a ner there so that you could check those bedika cloths. So even though it's not right to have ner there while you're having tashmish, you're going to need a ner around to check those bedika cloths. Says, no, it's good enough to just have two bedika cloths throughout the entire night. So Tanya, the Bryce elaborates on this conversation between Beisham and Beis Hillel. According to you, Beis Hillel, that you only need two bedika cloths for the whole night, I don't understand you. Why aren't you concerned that maybe there was a tipas dam kechardal on the bedika cloth from the first bia, and then when she uses that same bedika cloth on the second bia, it's going to get full of shechva zera, and that shechva zera is going to cover the tipas dam, and you're never going to notice that tipas dam. Why are you allowing them to reuse bedika cloths without checking them first? So Beis Hillel says, what, you think you're going to solve all of these concerns? You should be concerned that while the saliva is still in the mouth, it might disappear. So what does that mean, saliva, mouth? So Rashi explains the terminology of here. Rok, dam. Peh, osomakom. The rok that we talk about is not saliva, it's blood, and the peh is not the mouth, it's also makom on a woman. So what's it saying? Kolomer, afilu k'shayso bodekas l'achat tashmish. Even according to you, Beis Hillel, she's going to check after tashmish. Is that check really going to necessarily positively tell us that she didn't see dam? That area is dirty, it's full of stuff, it's full of shechva zera, it's full of bodily fluids after tashmish. So yeah, there might be a tipa dam there, and guess what? Shechva zera might cover it up. You're never going to be foolproof. You're never going to be able to tell for sure. So what's the big deal? You have two bedika cloths for the whole night. So Beshami's response is simply, yeah, but why create a bigger problem than you already have? Meaning, what if you have a way to get around, more shechva zera covering it up? So get around it. Why would you cause yourself problems by using the same bedika cloths over and over again? There's obviously a much greater chance that whatever dam is there is going to be covered up if you continue to use the same bedika cloth over and over again. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Roa Ani as Divrei Beis Shammai. He says, I think Beis Shammai is correct. Amar Lo Talmidav, Rebbe, Kama Harachta Aleinu. So the Talmidim said, come on, it's such a chumrah. You know, yeah. Now when we have tashmish multiple times throughout the night, we're going to need bedika cloths two bedika cloths for each tashmish. What a chumrah! So Amar Lahem, Mutav Shairich Aleichem Olam Hazeh, Kdei Sha'yarichu Yamim L'Olam Habai. He says, I'd rather be more machmir on you in this world so that you'll have Arichus Yamim L'Olam Haba. You know, meaning Nida is serious stuff. You don't want to take chances with Hilchus Nida. So don't worry about the chumras. Amar Rabbi Zeira Medivrei Kulam Nilmat Bal Nefesh Lo Yivel V'Yishna. From this whole conversation we see, though, it apparently is not a great idea to have bia multiple times in a single night. That a Bal Nefesh should not... should not be on multiple times. Now Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo yivol v'yishna. Rashi says bilo b'dika b'nitayim. That means even Beisil would be moda that it's a viable chumra. Meaning Beisil is not machmir like this, but he's moda that it's a viable chumra to do b'dika between each bia. And again, all of this is only for women who are osik pataros, because who else does b'dikos by bias? So even Beisil would be moda that it's worthwhile for a bal nefesh. However, the Rambam in Isuri Bir, Perek Tes, Halach Yud Zayin writes that some of Mishamish Mitaso, Pa'amim Rabos, Tzrichim Bedika La'achar Kol Tashmish, Va'af She'ena Asuka B'taros. The Rambam says, first of all, it's not about someone who's Asuka B'taros, and second of all, he says it as a halacha, that you need to do Bedika after every Tashmish. But you don't have to check the Bedika cloth right away. You could save the Bedika cloth and check it tomorrow morning, but you're going to need a Bedika cloth after every Tashmish. So from the Rambam, it sounds like it's not only a din for Bal Nefesh, it sounds like it's a din for everybody. So the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Kaira writes, both in Kesef Mishnah, on the spot, and in Beis Yosef, in Sim Kuf Pei Vav, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Zeira, that even in Labaila, there's room to be Machmir, against Rava, where we're only Machmir Lataros v'lo Labaila. And the Rambam holds that when Rabbi Zeira says, Bal Nefesh lo yivol v'yishna, it's not a Midas Chasidus, it's a Shuras Hadin, that a Bal Nefesh needs to be Machmir about this. Unbelievable Rambam. So Rava Amar Bol V'shona. Rava says, nah, you could be Bol V'shona. Kitanya hi Lataros. This whole issue is only for Taros. Period. Tani nami achi ba medvar mamurim lataros avalabala muteres. We have a price that supports Rava. This whole issue is only for taros. For bala it's muteres. Ba medvar mamurim sheinicha becheskas tara avalinicha becheskas tmei alil mi becheskas at shetomer latora. And we had this a few times already as well. That when is all of this true? Only when you left her becheskas tara. But if you left her becheskas tuma, so then she's going to be tamei until she verifies for you that she's tahora. Amr biyabi amr b'chibarashi amr rav butka be'ed va'avad asu l'shamish at if she checked with a cloth and then lost the cloth, you're not allowed to have tashmish until she does another bedika. So, maskva Rabbi Yila, ilu isa mila mesham shavaf gav loyada hashnami tashmish. Wait a second. We never require her to actually check her bedika cloth before having another tashmish. Let's say they had tashmish once in the middle of the night, then she did a bedika, so she doesn't have to check it. She could just put it aside and save it for tomorrow morning, and then have tashmish again, and she'll check the bedika cloth the next morning. So, why if she loses it, is she not allowed to have tashmish? Why is it any worse than not looking at the bedika cloth? Big difference. One, the bedika cloth is still here in this world. The other one, it's gone. It's not around. So she will never know. We have to have something around that will inform us whether or not she was a nida or wasn't. Period. It's also for a person to have tashmish hamita during the day. Micro, where does Rabbi Yochanan get this from? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Eov, Yovad Yomi Valibo, Vahalaila Amar Hora Gover, that it's at night that pregnancy happens. Laila nitin li Yirayon, Vyom lo nitin li Yirayon. We dash from the pasuk, Laila Amar Hora Gover, that when is a man conceived? Dafka at night, not during the day. So you're only supposed to have conception at night. So Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha, Reish Lakish says from the following pasuk, Bozei Drachav Yamus, that it's beneath a person's dignity to have tashmish during the day. So the Aruch Lener points out nafkaminas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, three nafkaminas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this should only be a problem if it's possible that she becomes pregnant. But if she's already pregnant, or if she's a zakena, or she's nursing, or she's on birth control pills, so something like that, then it would be mutter to be mishamish mitasu b'yom. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, no, it's about the bizayon of it, so it has nothing to do with getting pregnant, and therefore it would be also to be mishamish mitasu b'yom. Another nafkamina, what if it's very dark? According to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't help. Nighttime is the time for getting pregnant. I don't care if it's dark during the daytime. Daytime is not a time for pregnancy. You can make the room as dark as you want. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, it's all about Bizayon. So now Reish Lakish would turn out Lakula, that if it's Bayasafel, it would be Mutter. Another Nafkamina, what if it's light in the room and it's nighttime? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Laila is Man Hirayon, so it should be Mutter. According to Reish Lakish, it should be Aser, because you still have the issue of Bizayon. So the Gemara right away asks, what does each one do with the other guy's pasuk? The Aruch Lener points out that he has difficulty with that question. What do you mean, what does each one do with the other guy's pasuk? Who says that they argue on each other? Maybe they accept the other guy's pasuk, and therefore they accept the other guy's chumras, because we have all these nafkaminas. So the fact that the Gemara asks, what does each one do with the other guy's pasuk, makes it sound like they don't accept the other one's drasha. But how does the Gemara know that they don't? I don't know. So Reish Lakish, Haikrod Rabbi Yochanan, and my Darish Bey. What does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? For a very famous drasha. He uses Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk for the drasha of Rabbi Chanin bar Papa. The drasha of Rabbi Chanin bar Papa, also Malach HaMuna al Yirayon, Laila Shemo. The Malach that's in charge of pregnancy is called Laila, Vinotel Tipa, and that Malach takes the putrid drop that from which the person is going to be conceived, Umamidel Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stands it up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'omer Lefanav, and says in front of the Ribbono Shalom, Tipa Zu Matei Aleha, what is the destiny of this Tipa? Gibor Ocholash, will he be strong or will he be weak? Chachamo Tipesh, will he be wise or will he be foolish? Ashir Oani, will he be wealthy or will he be poor? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paskins, all of these things, of the, what's going to happen to this person. Vilu Rasha Otzadik Lo Kamar, but he never asks, will he be a Rasha or will he be a Tzaddik? Rabbi Chanina, Damer Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shemaim Chutz Miyira Shemaim. Shenemer Vati Shal Masham Al Kach Shol Meimach Kim Liyira. Because that's the one thing that we have Bechira about, is Yira Shemaim. We get to choose whether we're going to be a Tzaddik, we're going to be a Rasha. We don't get to choose whether we're going to be strong or weak, whether we're going to be a Chacham or a Tipesh. We get to choose whether we're going to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. Rabbi Yochanan would respond, if that's what you're really supposed to darshan from the Pasuk, Im Kei Nichtov Kra Gever Hora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paskening on the Gever. My Hora Gever, Laila Nitan Liyirayon, V'yomla Nitan Liyirayon. The fact that it says Hora Gever tells you that it's a Lashon of Hirayon, of pregnancy, that pregnancy can only happen at night. Rabbi Yochanan Haikrad Reish Lakish My Darish Bey. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's Pasuk? He needs it to teach us what it says in Sefer Ben Sira, that Shlosha Sanesi V'arba Lo Hafti, that there are three people that I hate, and a fourth one that I don't love either. Sarah Nirgal Beis HaMishtos, if you have a Talmud Chacham who hangs out in the Beis HaMishtos, parties all the time, that's not a good thing. Varmila Sarah Nirgan, some say if you have a Sarah that talks too much, Varmila Sarah Nirgas, and some say one who gets angered too easily. So that's one. Moshev Shevis B'Rome Keres, someone who has Talmidim sitting in the highest place where it promotes Gaiva, promotes a sense of arrogance. Va'ochiz Ba'amu Mashin Mayim, third one is someone who holds his Aver while he's urinating. Va'nichlas the Beis Chaveru Pitom, and the fourth one is someone who suddenly enters someone else's house. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu LeBeiso, even your own house you shouldn't enter suddenly, because one of your family members might be doing something private that it's not nice to enter very suddenly. Okay, there's a lot to say on these couple lines. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with a little bit about HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyira Shemayim and the Malach HaMun El Hirayon and Sefer Ben Sira, and then we'll move on to more Leibedik stuff and Daf Yud Zayin and Mirza Hashem.